Okay, let's pray. Father, thank you for the opening of the scriptures by the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, that you are our Father, from whom all gifts, all good gifts come. Thank you, Father. You are love. You are goodness. You are everything that's good. Nothing bad in you. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. And now, my dear brother, sister, I don't know how, but I'm going to enter this topic. The Christian life. What is the Christian life like? You know, sometimes you go through trials. Now I'm going to read to you 1 Peter 1 from verse 6. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials. My brother, my sister, is that your testimony? You have been grieved by various trials. I think I was in these things. These trials came my way in the form of, let's say, sickness, diabetes, fever, leg pain, this pain, that pain. And you know what I had to do? I had to go to the Word, to what I believe. You know, I found if we say we believe, it's easy to believe and say you believe if you're not in a trial. If you're not grieved, it's easy. But when you're in that thing, then, my dear brother, my sister, if you pluck up courage, go to the Word and say, I walk by faith, not by sight. I'm above and not beneath. But at the same time, your whole body, your whole being shout, I'm not above, I'm beneath. Then that is the time when you must say, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief, Lord. But I believe your Word above what I'm seeing here in my life. You see, and then slowly but surely, things start to change in your life as you grow, not bitter, but better. Because you run to the Word of God for consolation, for comfort. The Holy Spirit wants to use the Word of God to comfort you. Listen to what Peter writes here. In this you greatly rejoice, though now, for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials. That the genuineness, now this is the purpose of those trials that you are grieved by, you are in grief. The purpose that the genuineness of your faith, the genuineness of your faith. I don't know how true that is. Some things, jewels, if you hit it with a hammer, you can't break them. They're very, very expensive. Others, you want to test, you hit it with a hammer, it breaks. So this is what it says. We are tested. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials. That the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire. You see, it's not easy, bro. It's not easy, my sister. When you're in it, you need God. You need God's power. You know, I put some YouTube videos on in this trial, in this grief process. Videos where somebody just pray in tongues and I pray with that person. And she says, okay, now we're going to pray 5 minutes. Next day, 15 minutes. Now we're going to pray. Keep on praying in the spirit, in tongues. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 14. When I pray in a tongue, it's my spirit that prays. And I don't run away from it. I start to value the gift of tongues. My dear sister, brother, the only way I could get through and can get through in forthcoming things is by trusting in Jesus, by praying mysteries unto God. But you edify yourself. You edify yourself. That's what I found. Now, I know some people, when you're not sick, when you don't have any symptoms, you can say, by the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed. But the proof for that lies in when you are in it, that you come out of it, or that you stay healed. That's much better. Not even to go in it, go into it. But, it says here, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold, the genuineness of your faith. I know a friend of mine listening to this now. I tell you how he got through it. He lost his one arm in a bike accident. And he's a farmer. And he farms with the one hand. And I listened what he told me. God is taking him through. God did not send the accident. Don't ever think that. But God knows in this world you'll have persecution. Now here it says that the genuineness of your faith, the genuineness, what is genuine? You know, in this time that I didn't send messages to you, I was going through this, that the genuineness of my faith may be exposed, may come to the surface. Is this genuine what you believe, Pete? Do you really believe that by the stripes of Jesus you are healed? Do you really believe that you can be more than a conqueror? Look at you. Look. And then the last one I sent to you, just look. To what? To Jesus. Are you in this trial? You grieved? I tell you, it's real. This grieving is real. In nights, I stood up, walked to my caravan, sit in my caravan, cried, read the word, sometimes shout, just to get a release from this fiery trial, this peace-stealing circumstance. It wants to steal my joy, steal my peace. Now it says here that the genuineness of your faith, and I sense that the genuineness of this, what we believe, what I believe, I can't talk for you, the genuineness, what I believe, it's genuine. It's genuine. You know, I don't say these things to build fear in you. Fearful trials. No. Because the genuineness of your faith will be revealed. I just read it here. In this, you greatly rejoice. Though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. You see, in this fiery trial, when you get the revelation of Jesus Christ and you start to see him, just looking at him lifts you out, up above you above and not beneath, you more than a conqueror, when the Son, Jesus Christ, is revealed to you, whom, having not seen, you love. Though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your soul. So what's this doing? You meditate on the word. You stand on the word. What happens is that life of the word goes into your soul, is the salvation of your soul. And your emotions come back. Your emotions come in line. Your faith is in line. And you walk as somebody in victory. That's who you are. God bless you. I'll carry on there. I think we're going to get somewhere here.